going to bed in icy bedrooms, getting up in icy bedrooms, waiting patiently for Mum to spare a little hot water from the great kettle on the hob so that washing was not a teeth-chattering, painful ordeal. One day, small Hal started to cough and wheeze, and rapidly grew worse. Fee mixed up a gluey hot poultice of charcoal and spread it on his laboring little chest, but it seemed to give him no relief. At first she was not unduly worried, but as the day drew on he began to deteriorate so quickly she no longer had any idea what to do, and Maggie sat by his side wringing her hands, praying a wordless stream of Our Fathers and Hail Marys. When Patty came in at 6, the child's breathing was audible from the veranda, and his lips were blue. Patty set off at once for the big house and the telephone, but the doctor was 40 miles away and out on another case. They ignited a pan of sulfur and held him over it in an attempt to make him cough up the membrane in his throat, slowly choking him. But he could not manage to contract his ribcage enough to dislodge it. His color was growing a deeper blue, his respiration was convulsive. Maggie sat holding him and praying, her heart squeezed to a wedge of pain, because the poor little fellow fought so for every breath. Of all the children, Hal was the dearest to her. She was his mother. Never before had she wished so desperately to be a grown-up mother, thinking that were she a woman like Fee, she would somehow have the power to heal him. Fee couldn't heal him because Fee wasn't his mother. Confused and terrified, she held the heaving little body close, trying to help Hal breathe. It never occurred to her that he might die, even when Fee and Patty sank to their knees by the bed and prayed, not knowing what else to do. At midnight, Patty pried Maggie's arms from around the still child and laid him down tenderly against the stack of pillows. Maggie's eyes flew open. She had half fallen to sleep, lulled because Hal had stopped struggling.
"Oh, Daddy, he's better," she said.
Patty shook his head. He seemed shriveled and old, the lamp picking up frosty bits in his hair, frosty bits in his weak, long beard.
"No, Maggie, Hal's not better in the way you mean, but he's at peace. He's gone to God. He's out of his pain."
"Daddy means he's dead," said Fee tonelessly.
"Oh, Daddy, no. He can't be dead."
But the small creature in the pillowed nest was dead.